It takes perseverance to grow grapes in a maritime climate like Flinders Island, and Roger and Bev Watson can vouch for that. Up against the elements, they've been developing a boutique winery at the southern end of the island for the last 20 years. Whilst that's an achievement in itself, Roger told Larissa Smith it's time to hand over the reins.
It looks nice on a day like this, you know, perfect conditions. The wind, like we're standing in an area now under some trees, which was, this area was just an open paddock. So the wind factor when we first started was immense. And that probably held our vines back 2 or 3 years initially. And then, yeah, a few other issues, but, you know, wildlife and so forth. I guess generally, certainly the climate is fantastic. It's a maritime climate, long, warm autumns, no frost generally, or if we do get frost, it's seasonal, so it doesn't hurt us. The summers are not too hot, so it's potentially fantastic environment, and of course no pollution, very clean, so yeah, in lots of ways they should be very grateful, that's what I think.
Do they produce well? How do the seasons vary from vintage to vintage with the yields that you get off these vines?
No, very up and down, unfortunately. Yeah, we've ranged from probably four to five ton to probably 17. And it'd be nice to strike somewhere in the middle. And as the windbreaks have got better and the vines have got stronger, certainly our vintages have been more regular. But having said that, they're like most people would think that's a very minimum yield, which quality-wise we're happy, but it would be nice to get the quantity up a bit, and that is a mixture of probably several things. One would be just the season, and if we get wind at the wrong time, then obviously that's a problem. We do have five varieties, so that spreads the wind factor out slightly, in that they all flower at slightly different times, so hopefully if one gets it, the next one won't. Probably nutrition, we've always tried to give them natural food.
And what do you use?
We use a combination of fish meal, worm excrement, and seaweed. Even though, as you can see, we've got irrigation there, we only use that for establishment, basically, so we never use that now.
What have you noticed about the summers here on Flinders and the timing of when the grapes come off?
Getting earlier every year. Well, last year we didn't pick several varieties for a couple of reasons, but I'd say we're probably 3 to 4 weeks maybe ahead of when we started, which say 15 years ago when we first got our first vintage. So it's quite significant in the overall scheme of things, although it sort of creeps up on you. You have some that are, you know, more advanced, and then some go back, and it gets a little bit, if you don't keep good notes, it gets a bit confused with Easter moving backwards and forwards and all those things, because, you know, that's always about the time when vintage is, so that can be good or bad depending on how many people are here and, you know, what's going on. So,
and how do you go for pickers?
We struggle, yeah. The novelty seems to wear off fairly quickly. 1 year is usually enough for most people. And no matter, you know, you give them, you know, food, music, whatever, they learn there are other things maybe they want to do after a while. But the fact we don't pick all on the one day, again, the different varieties come in on different weeks, so that gives us a chance to stagger the workforce a bit. But it has been one of the major issues, actually, is getting a workforce that we can have. We've actually lost our Riesling 2 years now because when you need to pick it, you need to pick it. Like, not in 3 or 4 days' time, but now. And if that's not on a weekend when people are available, well, it doesn't get picked. Simple as that. So, yeah, I don't know how we overcome that. Frustrating.
What are your future plans for the vineyard?
Future plans are a little bit unclear at the moment. We had hoped to be leasing it by now, but that situation didn't come through. That would be my preferred option at the moment, to find a young upcoming winemaker that wants to make a bit of a name for themselves, and you know, would like to take on a nice little vineyard and a winery that's fully equipped and can be basically fully independent of any other influences, which we've always considered to be one of our major positive factors over here, you know, and not being on mainland Tasmania.
The fact selling point.
Yeah, the fact that we have got that point of difference. Yeah, what we've got is what we've got. Especially in the white wines, there's a minerally characteristic, which I can only put down to maybe the salt content in the air and the, you know, just the general maritime environment. And the fact that because it's such a clean environment, we can keep our winemaking very simple, keep our levels of what we add to an absolute minimum. So our sulfur levels, for example, are at absolute minimum levels. So we don't have any problems with people with allergies or any of that type of thing, which, you know, when you get into wines that are more compromised, then you have to add those various chemicals. Yeah.
Roger Watson from Univale Vineyard at Badger Corner on the southern end of Flinders Island, talking to Larissa Smith.